Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas. Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. There isn't a business that could survive without customers. They are the foundation of your business, giving you revenue as well as brand recognition. It's extremely important to not just retain existing customers, but attract new customers as well. Customers are always seeking new options, even if they have brands that they gladly support. A boost to your existing customer base grants not better profit, but brand recognition. Some companies might feel that they are okay with the current customer base and their sales are going up, but that's not the case. Clients tend to be in touch with what the market can offer them. If your company falls behind, even loyal clients won't be coming back. So new customers are important, not just in terms of revenue. Attracting new clients allows you to be aware of the needs of clients. If you know what consumers need, you can offer them that. Getting new clients might not be the easiest task, but it is something that is needed for your business to flourish. Yes, it's time-consuming, and yes, you will need extra funding because it might be costly. But it's worth it. According to digital marketer Marketo, 61% of marketers indicate that generating high-quality leads is their biggest challenge. That means that all businesses need to put out a lot of effort in attracting leads or potential clients. With my remaining time, I'd like to present some ways which you, the small business owner, can attract a pool of leads or potential customers who may be interested in your product or service. It's important to qualify those leads. If there's a match with your business, they'll become your prospects. In other words, hot leads are worth your sales effort. The first thing you need to do is learn about your audience. Are you sure you know what your current customers need? Do you know the desires and needs of your target audience and thus potential clients? When it comes to selling your products and services, you need to make sure that your customers receive what they want. It's one of the most important things. That's why they will come back again and why they'll tell their friends and family about you. And that will cause even more customers. It's also important to understand where is your audience. Do your potential clients prefer hanging out on Facebook, on Instagram, perhaps Twitter? Although, with what's going on with Twitter, I'm not certain it's a good source right now. Create a survey so you can gather data about your potential new customers. From that survey, you may be able to create a product that will be of interest to your audience, and you will be aware of where to advertise your products so they will be seen by your target audience. There are tons of analytical tools that will help you learn more about your existing audience. Thus, you'll understand more about your potential audience. Now that you know your audience, they might be amenable to direct marketing. Direct marketing is a technique used for communicating directly with leads, such as through text messages, calls and emails, or even in person. A direct marketing message almost always involves a specific call to action. It's meant to trigger your audience into a direct response. These responses can range from clicking a link to subscribe, calling a telephone number, or visiting a website. A bold call to action might even encourage its audience to directly buy a product. A direct marketing message can be the first point of contact leads have with your brand. Be aware, some people experience this form of marketing as intrusive and annoying. As you often contact leads without an appointment, adjust your way of communicating and highlight the benefits for them. A well-targeted direct marketing campaign still has some benefits, as you can contact audiences that are otherwise hard to reach. Think about the older generation who aren't very digitally active, but they might be interested in your offer if you call them. Test the appeal of your product or service, as potential clients have the answer right away. An example? You've designed a new product, but you're not sure how people will react to it. Why don't you call a test audience and see how they react before you go ahead and launch it? Get clear and trackable results. you can pretty easily assess the impact of your direct marketing campaign. Say you sent a direct email to 100 leads, inviting them to download your catalog for free, and 20 of them did. It means you have a positive response rate of 20%. You can then qualify and nurture them to eventually seal the deal, knowing exactly how many leads converted into a client. Very handy to easily measure success and calculate the customer acquisition cost derived from this campaign. Unsolicited calls to potential customers, or cold calling, used to be a favored technique, but its popularity has decreased. That's understandable. Calling people can be tiresome and time-consuming, and if they've never heard about your business before, they might not appear super interested. Plus, with the Do Not Call registry, it can be very difficult to get a list of numbers, but they are still available. I can tell you that I, personally, would never take a cold call, regardless of whether I'm interested or not. That doesn't mean that this form of telemarketing is always a bad idea. Having actual, real-time conversations with potential customers can play an important role in persuading them. And if you aim your efforts on decision-makers, you increase your chances of convincing them considerably. Focus on clear, targeted audiences with a well-prepared script. Look at your statistics regarding your activity, the number and length of your calls, your quality, how many decision makers did you reach, how many leads did you qualify, and conversation, in how many demos or purchases did the call result, to discover if this is a technique you should invest in. You can purchase call lists for this, or curate lists yourself through things as events or online searches. Another method of reaching potential customers is direct mail. Whether that's through email or post, direct mail can also be a valuable technique if you want to target a specific audience efficiently. Make people aware of your brand or grab their attention through creative and interesting messaging. To give you an example, high-level executives might be important prospects for your business, but they don't have much time to browse the web for information. To be sure they don't miss out on your content, send them a direct mail with some information you specifically compiled for them. Direct marketing does have its benefits, but there are limitations. It's clear why direct marketing is a popular marketing tactic. It enables personal contact, helps you reach your audience that might otherwise be hard to reach, and provides you with the exact numbers on who you've called or mailed. However, calling or mailing all those leads personally takes up a lot of time, and sometimes your efforts aren't even appreciated. Not everyone likes to be contacted unexpectedly, or they experience your message as a bit salesy. Don't worry, direct marketing is a valuable tactic, especially in combination with other marketing techniques. And the best thing is, you can easily do it yourself without external help. I've already mentioned that if you're contacting leads through direct marketing, you should share valuable content with them. But what is content exactly? Content is the presentation of information to an audience, which can be shared through different formats. There are numerous possibilities. Next to emails, you could craft blogs, ebooks or product catalogs, create videos, and much more. Content plays a key factor in inbound marketing. By distributing informative, educational, or entertaining content, you establish a meaningful relationship with your audience. Providing content for potential customers helps them find what they need and proves that your business is trustworthy. Without talking to them, you help leads assess your situation, look for a solution, and make a decision. With direct marketing, you give potential customers the exact information they're looking for. Perfect for buyers who like to inform themselves thoroughly before, or even without, a face-to-face conversation. Content is the fuel for all your marketing efforts. According to Forrester Consulting, a leading global market research company, buyers read 3 pieces of content for every piece sent by a marketer or salesperson. Buyer self-education is real, and there's a lot of content out there. It's your job to be heard through the noise and come up with new ways for leads to find you and offer them the information they're looking for. Think of content as a fuel of all of your marketing campaigns, from email to social. High-quality content can help you break through the information overload on the internet and helps you gain your leads' trust. You already know that you can create content in a wide variety of formats. But where do you put it once you've created it? Well, your website is one of the most important places to publish exquisite content. It sounds a bit controversial, but you should even do it for free. Your content is the first step to attract visitors. Now it's time to think about turning them into leads. Your content might be free, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't get anything out of it. What if you ask for their contact details in exchange? Using web forms to download your content offer is a great way to gather information about leads. Why don't you let them subscribe to your blog? A blog can be of great value to your website as it keeps your readers interested and hopefully make them come back for more. What's more, qualitative written content also plays an important part in improving your organic ranking on search engines. Now that I've mentioned search engines, it's time to talk about them. Do you know what I'm talking about? They are the potential way customers look for products or services using the internet. The big three are Google, Bing, and Yahoo, but there are many more. You need to optimize your website so it shows up in the top 10 results when someone does a search for one of your products or services. Search engine optimization, or SEO, consists of the combined effort that improves your search engine rankings. Let's assume you sell office supplies. It would be great if people found your website if they just entered "buy office supplies" as a search query. People use search engines all the time, especially Google, Bing, and Yahoo. With SEO, you make sure the content you're creating matches what people are looking for. The more optimized your website is, the higher it will rank in search engines, or SERPs, search engine page ranks. And that's what you want, because you'll increase your chances of being found and clicked upon a lot. When you're looking into optimizing your website, try to increase the relevancy and authority of your website. You want to do this because these search engines value informative content. They reward web pages using the same vocabulary as your targeted customers and answering questions they might have. Relevancy is, simply stated, the ability to answer your audience's question. Related search terms on the bottom of the page might, for example, give you some insight into what your customers are looking for. These search engines will give your websites a higher score if you can provide clear answers to their search queries. Authority is measured by analyzing the number and quality of links from other web pages, which you established by creating relevant content in the first place, or even looking for guest blogging opportunities in the second. Let's say you sell a wide range of swimming pools. When people consider this kind of purchase, they might be looking for different alternatives. A blog about the differences between concrete, vinyl-lined, and fiberglass swimming pools might answer some of their questions, and therefore increase your relevancy. Some of your suppliers find your blog quite useful too, so they link to your website. When a garden designer notices it, he suggests working together. You write some content, which he publishes on his website, putting his visitors in contact with your business. Those links pointing to your website will increase your authority and help you reach a new audience. Choose to invest in SEO if you want to achieve consistent results. It takes a while to get to the first page of a search engine, but once you're there, you will enjoy sustained traffic. Build an authority website. This is an established resource or go-to website for a particular niche. An authority website will substantially generate traffic to your page. It helps your company build a reputation until you're popular enough to dominate the market, which is only possible through clever content and SEO planning. And increase the value of your website and get more search traffic because you rank higher in the search engine. So what are the benefits and limitations of SEO? SEO efforts have a long-term effect and they're practically free. That is, if you don't count the resources you spend on optimizing and creating your content. It might all sound a bit overwhelming at first, so it's a good idea to contact an expert who can guide you through the basics. There are plenty of agencies and freelancers out there who can optimize your website or create effective SEO content for you. You can't ignore the fact that people are online, so you should be too. They're also actively looking for information, so you should provide them with it. Inbound marketing and SEO help establish your company as a thought leader and a trusted, valuable source of information. It also makes your website easier to be found. With leads aware of your existence, your contacting them doesn't take them by surprise anymore, which means it's a great idea to attract leads digitally and follow them up through personal contact. Paid online advertising can reach a more targeted audience faster. Online ads are a great way to reach a bigger part of your target audience and to drive lead intake. So let's take a look at some of the more common techniques. There's display advertising and retargeting. Display advertisements are ads on websites. They are similar to regular magazine ads, but with one important difference. You're fully aware of the results. Display ads are trackable. Who clicked it? Where were the demographics of people who were interested? The more you're aware of your audience, the better you tailor your ads. Display advertising is useful for targeting audiences with different demographics or behavior. For example, when your business is active in different cities across the country, it might be interesting to only target people in the area of these locations. You can also select where you want your ads to be seen. Choose an online publication space where your leads spend time. Imagine you sell cars. You'd like to see your banner displayed on a website that compares car prices. If you don't know which websites your targeted leads visit, or if you want to spread your paid efforts, it's a good idea to leverage retargeting ads. These ads cookie your website visitors and subsequently appear on other websites they visit. Being reminded of your business helps drive leads to your website once they've already made a decision. There's also search engine advertising. You might have already noticed that when you Google something, the first hits on Google are ads. Pay-per-click advertising, PPC, is a form of search engine advertising, SEA, that shows ads as sponsored results in search engines. They show up on the top and side of the organic search terms. Advertisers bid on keyword phrases that are relevant to their target market. The ads are displayed when a keyword query matches their keyword list. For example, if you're a plumber, you try to use keywords like plumbing, boiler repair, or repiping. The advertiser only pays when someone clicks on the displayed ad. Here are some of the benefits and limitations to paid online advertising. Use PPC as a lead generating technique if you want to get immediate results and an uptick in traffic in a short amount of time, for example, during product launches or seasonal promotions. Drive heavily targeted traffic. PPC also allows you to narrow down your prospects based on the demographic data. This means that you define which leads are fit to see your ads, which results in very high quality leads. Try out new things. Test the waters with products or offers and find out how people react with a small budget. If you notice your idea is working, go ahead and create a campaign over your different marketing channels. When it comes to search engine advertising, it's all about Google again. Use their instruction video to set up a campaign yourself or consult an expert. If you use paid advertising as one of your main marketing techniques, it can be expensive. Instead, it's better used for small tests or to complement your other marketing tactics. Another place to advertise online is on social media sites. With this type of advertising, you combine community building with lead generation. 66% of marketers notice lead generation benefits by spending as little as 6 hours a week on social media. Isn't it high time to create your account? Be visible and active by posting regularly and answering possible questions and concerns. Even just liking someone's post or commenting on their photos helps users remember your brand. With LinkedIn, you can get new professional connections to sell more. Generating a lead through LinkedIn can be really simple, but time-consuming. Have a look at the suggestions for your network and assess if they match with your offers. LinkedIn also offers a huge variety of groups. Join a group that contains professionals who are likely to be interested in your business and send them a request. Chat with them after the connection is accepted and use the right sales technique to close a deal. It's easy. That is, if you make the time for a follow-up and keep track of your connection requests and messages. If you're willing to pay for some new prospects, you could also use LinkedIn ads. The optional feature called Lead Collection redirects members who click on your ads to your landing page. There they can fill out a contact request. This is incredibly easy for the user, and it helps you build a list of prospects quite fast. With Facebook, you reach people who are similar to your target audience. Facebook also helps you gain more leads on social media. Use the option to get a direct link to your website. The medium also enables newsletter signups directly through the channel. This helps you quickly gain the contact details of visitors who are interested in your newsletter. When it comes to advertising, Facebook provides some easy ways to reach your targeted audience. Custom audiences. This method consists of uploading an email list and matching the emails with users. You have now created a custom audience for your advertisements. Custom audiences consist of people who completed an action you specify, like going to your website or downloading your app. It's often used to track current users. Lookalike audiences. You could also create a lookalike audience from a customer email list. This creates an audience of people who are similar to your current customer database. In other words, you use demographic data of your customers to reach a much bigger group of people who might be interested in your service. A lookalike audience is useful if you want to scale your ads and find a lot of new prospects. Why use social media? The bigger your reach on social media, the more leads you will attract without spending any money. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are your LinkedIn and Facebook accounts. Be active and create engaging posts in order to collect more likes and comments. Doing this will increase your chance of new audiences seeing your content appear in their news feed. When it comes to attracting a big pool of potential clients, paid options like LinkedIn Lead Collection or Facebook ads will generate more leads. It's wise to use this as a tactic to complement your other marketing efforts. Of course, you should be present on social media. Social media is not only valuable to attract customers or convince leads, but it's also to delight your customers and keep them up to date. Don't forget about email marketing. Research reveals that email marketing is the most popular lead generation tactic, with 81% of respondents citing it as the most effective channel. Email should be one of your main forms of communication, as it helps you stay connected with your audience. Create targeted messages to send relevant content and keep your brand on top of mind of potential customers. And why not segment your different types of audience and send them tailored content? An automated, generic email message is also a simple solution to tell who is and who isn't interested in your business just by asking your leads. Give them a chance to easily answer your message, like using a call to action button, and use this opportunity to compile a list of leads that you should call sometime. There's a bunch of tools available that can help you convert your leads into customers. Think about it. Email marketing is cheap. You don't need expensive software or equipment, and you don't have to waste time emailing all your clients separately. Instead, you can standardize your communication for segmented groups of leads. It's also very easy to keep track of the results. With some basic tracking, you know which emails were received, who unsubscribed, the open rates, how many people opened your email, and the click-through rates, how many people opened your email and then clicked on the link in it. Remember that people see a lot of content every day. If your leads receive tons of emails, how will you stand out? Think about what you want to send and who you're going to send it to. Using original subject lines might help to create your opens rate. Tailor every campaign to a specific target audience. Send people content they're interested in if you want email marketing to work for you. Another method of attracting new customers is affiliate marketing. In affiliate marketing, someone else recommends your product. Whenever a purchase is made on that recommendation, the advocate receives a reward. In its most traditional form, affiliate marketing is established through partnerships. Whenever your partner refers a new client, he receives a commission. More modern affiliate marketing is placing of banners and URLs on partner websites. Using a tracking URL, you can keep a perfect overview of all the traffic and sales you make via different promotional techniques. Affiliate marketing is similar to Google Display advertising, but the difference is that you establish the partnership yourself instead of having to choose from Google's criteria. It takes time and effort to build an affiliate partnership with reliable third parties, especially if you include agreeing on commission costs and setup fees. Plus, commissions, of course, cut a piece from your profit margin. But if you do it right, affiliate marketing increases the visibility of your product and services and serves as a good way to get extra sources of income. Use word of mouth to acquire new customers. Testimonials and shared experiences of happy customers are a great way to attract potential customers in a cost-efficient way. People love to see social proof and real-life results. Word of mouth is also cheap. Happy customers are often more than willing to promote your business for free. Consider who you are targeting and which similar clients you have. Approach these clients and ask them for a referral right away, or think about incentives that would encourage them to do so. Ask them for a referral when they just had a really positive experience with your customer support or gave your company a high score, or just approach your most loyal customers. Make it easy for them to give you a referral. Don't make them write lengthy letters, but provide a small and sweet message they can share. Referral marketing is a bit similar to affiliate marketing. The important difference is that a referral program invests in advocates that are likely to recommend your brand to friends and family, and studies have shown that this is one of the best ways to attract new customers. Word of mouth might be the oldest marketing channel around, but it still has great value. Plus, referral marketing helps you reduce the length of your sales cycle. People you contact through a referral program will seldom be disinterested cold prospects. And calling hot leads helps you save some money. Don't just push it. Let people decide if they want to recommend your business. Even a satisfied customer might not be into it. Referring a brand is a big deal to some people because it affects their reputation. Just set up a referral program and let people come to you. Don't try to close as many deals as possible, but cherish the referrals you receive. The last way I'll cover for attracting new customers is event marketing. Since there's no better form of advertising than sharing the experience of a satisfied customer, why not try to delight them during an event? This is the perfect chance to demonstrate what your brand stands for, show some of the solutions you provide, and establish personal connections with attendees. Thanks to the personal contact, it's easier to turn potential customers into strong leads, all the while conveying your company's thought leadership and raising brand awareness at the same time. None of these techniques are golden tickets to an endless stream of leads, but if you combine them, they can improve your number of leads immensely. Try to find a balance between online and offline, personal contact and digital messaging, optimizing and creating. Test different things. Keep trying until you establish some marketing techniques that will help you attract tons of qualitative leads. If you would like more information about this show or any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows, or would like to hear a topic discussed on Score Business Points, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at the same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with Score, Score is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. That's southeastnj.score.org. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.